The Palm Beach County Sober Homes Task Force is putting the finishing touches on a report headed to lawmakers in Tallahassee. It outlines strategies to better regulate drug treatment providers and sober homes. Among the recommendations, give the Department of Children and Families the ability to license and inspect commercial sober homes. John Bryant is Assistant Secretary for Substance Abuse and Mental Health at DCF.
If we got legislative authority, these are things that we could get done.
But not without a significant increase in funding. The task force says that money should come from increased fees from businesses in the industry, sober homes and drug treatment centers, not from taxpayers. Bryant says this would be a good step in curtailing out-of-control corruption in the industry.
In terms of the number of disreputable folk that are doing this business, the patient brokering and effect of human trafficking, it's really incredible.
State Representative Bill Hager of Boca Raton is drafting a bill aimed at cracking down on the recovery industry. He says he'll submit his bill before the legislature meets in March. I'm Peter Hayden in Palm Beach County.